bless you. We bless you. We bless you, God. We lift you up and exalt you on tonight, Father God. For you are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords. You are the great I Am, the Heavenly Father. You are greatly to be praised, God. And on tonight, God, we simply just want to glorify you, God, and magnify your name, God, and exalt you, God, and acknowledge you, God, just for being who you are, for being Lord God Almighty, for being I Am that I Am, for being Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the author and the finisher, Lord. Oh, God, you are great, and you truly are greatly to be praised. You are wonderful. You are marvelous. You are amazing in all of your ways, and we just want to bless you on tonight as we come before your throne, Lord God, to exalt you, Father God, and worship you, Lord, to praise you, God, in spirit and in truth, Father God, because you deserve it all, God, and you are worthy of it, Father God, and we are not going to hold anything back from you, Lord God. We're not going to cheat you, Lord God. We're not going to sit in silence, Lord God, because you have been too good to us, God, to sit in silence, Lord God. Even if we may be going through a thing, God, we can still praise you in the midst of it, God, because we know it's just a small thing to you, Lord God. It's just a drop in the bucket, Lord God, so we dare not allow anything to mute our praise. We dare not allow anything to silence us, God, because we know, Lord God, in the midst of our praising, Lord God, you are moving and you are working, God, and we are exalting you and lifting you up, God, and not that situation or that circumstance, God. So right now, God, we are lifting you up because you are bigger, God. We are lifting you up, God, because you are in everything that we need you to be, God. You are our way maker. You are our provider. You are our healer, God. You are our comforter, Father God. Whatever it is, God, it is that we need, you are that, God. And we're going to bless you on today. We're going to bless you on today, God, and give you our best praise and worship, God, because you deserve it all, Lord God. And we can't thank you enough, God, and neither can we repay you for all that you have done for us, Lord God. Lord, you are awesome. You are amazing. And we want to let you know right now, God, that we love you so much and that we appreciate you, God, for being who you are to us, God, and loving us the way that you do, God, not allowing anything, God, to separate your love from us, God. We want to say thank you, Father God, for the magnitude of your love through your son, Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we can't thank you enough for the sacrifice and price that you paid for us, God, when you gave your only begotten son for us, Lord God. We can't tell you, Lord God, how grateful that we are to be loved by you, God, the way that you love on us, God, and all the ways that you do, Lord. We just want to say thank you, God, because your love makes us whole. Your love completes us. Your love fulfills us, God. Lord, it is you. And we welcome you today. We welcome you today, God, and we invite you into our hearts. We welcome you in today, God, and we invite you into our lives. We welcome you in today, God, and we invite you to our situations and circumstances, God, that you may be who you are for us, God, because there is only one you, God. Nobody else can get the job done, God. Nobody else can fix it, solve the problem, or meet the need. There's only one you, God, and we're acknowledging you in that on today, Father God, as we come before you and open up ourselves to you, God. We make ourselves available right now. We present ourselves to you, God, as a living sacrifice, God, holy and acceptable to you, that we may be pleasing in your sight, God, and also to present ourselves to be useful in the building of your kingdom, God. So as we come before you right now, Lord God, we welcome you to search us, God, to purge us, God, to break up some things on tonight, God, that we'll be able to continue to go forward. They'll be able, Lord God, to continue to do the work that you have called for us to do, God, because we know when we're in a place, Lord God, we're allowing these things to consume us, God, these situations and circumstances to be our stumbling blocks, and not allowing you, Lord God, to be our solid rock, Father God. We are not able to progress. We want to come to be able to progress, Father God. We want to be able to continue, Lord God, and keep moving forward. So, God, we're going to allow you to be who you need to be within our lives, God. And that's concerning everything in our lives, Father God, because that is who you are. You are I Am that I Am. Everything that we need you to be. So on today, God, I'm asking that you will see about your people on tonight, God. As we get ready, Father God, to start breakthrough service, God. I'm asking, Lord God, that you will show up and show out mighty within their lives, God. And they will know without a shadow of a doubt, God, that it is you, God. They will give you credit where credit is due, God, because you are who you say you are, God. And it does not matter, God, what is pertaining to or concerning, God. We know that you can do all things, Lord. Your arms are not short, neither are they slack. You can do exceeding above all we can ask, think, or even imagine, God. You are able and you are capable, and you can do all things for God. So on tonight, God, I'm asking that you will see about your people. Whatever the challenge it may be, Father God. Whatever mountain, Father God. Whatever, Father God, the struggle may be. Even if it's something within, God. I'm asking, Lord God, you will help your people on today, God. Because we cannot do it on our own, God. We need you, Lord God, to be our help. So on tonight, I stand together, Father God, and I cry out for your people. And I'm asking, Lord God, that you will come and see about them on tonight, Lord God. And help them to break forward and break free. And break through some of these obstacles and challenges, Father God. Let the links be broken, God. And the chains and the shackles, Lord God. And the old ties and the soul ties. The bondages, God. And even the bandages, God. Oh, God, I'm asking that it all be severed on tonight, God. And as your people leave tonight, they will leave free, God. They will be leaving free from their past. Free from their struggle. Free from their situation and circumstance, God. And that they'll be able to be transformed and be made new in you, God. Because you said, God, we are new creatures in you, God. And for us to be transformed by renewing of our minds. So tonight, God, I'm asking that you would do a new thing on tonight. Because it's breakthrough service. Let your people come in expectation and anticipation, God. Let them come, Father God, seeking you to be their help, God. Because nothing, nobody else can do it, Lord God. Oh, God, I'm asking on tonight that you would have your way, God. Throw your weight around and show yourself mighty and strong in the lives of your people, God. I'm even asking on tonight your people allow you to be their burden bearer, Lord God, and carry the load, Father God, because you did not, Father God, call for us to carry these things, God. You said to cast our cares upon you because you care for us, God, to give you every heavy weight and every heavy burden, Father God, to lay it at your feet, Lord God. So tonight, Lord God, as we open up, as we pour out, we willingly give you these things on tonight, God, and surrender it all to you, God, because we know that nobody else can do it but you. Nobody else can handle it. Nobody else will be able to give us the peace and comfort that we need, Lord God. Or even, Father God, take us to that place of rest. And we want to rest in you, Lord God. We want to continue, Lord God, to let your peace abound in us, God. As we allow you to do what you do best and handle it for us, God, because you are our Mr. Fix It. You are our Mr. Handle, Lord God. And we want to say thank you, Father God, for moving on our behalf and handling these things for us, God, even when it's a thing, Lord God, in us that needs to be handled, God. So, Father God, I'm asking that you will show yourself mighty and strong tonight, God. I'm asking right now, God, that you will move some things around tonight, Lord God. Even move some things around inside of our hearts that we would not have a hardened heart. We would not be in a place of being stubborn, Father God, or stiff neck, Lord God, and not allowing you to enter in so that you can break some things up, God. Because we know, Lord God, as long as you are on the outside and not in the inside, some things cannot move. So tonight, Lord God, we enter into your presence and we welcome you in tonight, God, and we ask you to enter in. And then we give you permission, Lord God, to have your way. Because we know that you are a gentleman, Father God. You won't force your way in. You won't make us, Father God, make the choice and choose to surrender, Lord God. But you have a free will choice to choose. And we choose tonight, Lord God, to bow down to you. We choose tonight to submit and surrender unto you, God. We choose, Lord God, to open up our hearts to you, Father God, because we know we cannot do it without you, Lord God. Your word says for us to abide in you as you can abide in us, Lord God. So, Father God, continue to dwell here. You are welcome, Lord God. You are welcome, Lord God. Lord, we are leaving the door open. We dare not close it because we know when we close that door, we're not keeping out the stuff. We're not keeping out the people or the situations, but we are keeping you out, God. And we know we can do nothing without you. So today, Father God, I'm asking that you will meet us all right where we are in the midst of our challenges and our trials, our situations and circumstances, Lord God. And help us, Lord God, to find our way, Lord God. Return back to our proper place in you, Lord God. Set us back in the right alignment where we need to be, Father God. Help us to find the light, Lord God, that we would not be consumed by such darkness, Lord God. Oh, God, I want to say thank you on today for being the way for us, Lord God, and even making the way for us, God, and allowing your truth to make us free. God, on tonight, let your truth continue, Lord God, to do what it does best, Lord God. Let it go in, Lord God. Let it dissect. Let it go asunder, Lord God. Let it divide, Father God. Let that two-edged sword, Lord God, penetrate what it needs to penetrate on tonight, because we need some things to change on this hour, God. Not just one, but we need some things to change, that something will break on tonight. that we may be able to go forward, Lord God, that we won't, Father God, be in a place where we are hindered from going into our next or even growing in you, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, you want all of us to prosper in you, God. You want all of us to grow in you, Lord God, and walk in your truth. Your word says so. So today, Father God, I'm asking that you allow some light to shine, Lord God. Remove the scales of our eyes and uncork our ears, Lord God. Open up our heart and let some things be stimulated, God. And as our hearts begin to open up even the more, Lord God, I'm asking the seeds are planted, Lord God, that will continue to be watered and nurtured and nourished, Lord God. And that, Lord God, somebody else, Lord God, will come along, Lord God, and continue to nurture it even the more, Lord God, and that you will get the increase, Lord God. Oh, God, I want to say thank you on today, Father God, for allowing us to be watered, Lord God, that we may continue to grow in you, God. We thank you, God, for planting us right where we need to be, that we can get the proper nourishment, God, and even the right sunlight that we need on today, God. We want to give you the glory on today, Father God, because we know that we can only have this kind of growth and maturity in you, God, spiritually. And want to say thank you. We thank you on today, Father God, for your wisdom and for your knowledge and for your understanding on today, God. So we are acknowledging you today because we know that you know all things, Father God. You're all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful. That is who you are, God. So tonight, Lord God, as your people come together in fellowship, love, and unison, may we continue, Lord God, to lift you up and give you the praise on tonight because you are worthy, Lord, and deserving of it all, Lord God. Father God, on tonight, continue to touch all those, Lord God, who have wrote prayers on the prayer wall, God, and even prayers on the altar and the altar box, God, and even the hidden things inside of our hearts, God, we don't know that we need to pray about, God. Oh, God, I'm asking that you will hear those prayers, Lord God, and that you will answer them as well, Lord God. Continue to touch those, God, who have lost a loved one, God. Those who have already laid a loved one to rest, continue to comfort them and give them peace and help them to have the strength that they need to continue to press on, Lord God, and live in this life, God. God, I'm asking us that you continue, Lord God, to go into the NICUs, God, and touch all the babies, Lord God. I'm asking you to continue, Lord God, to even touch those mothers, Lord God, who may be waiting for that baby to come home. Even touch the fathers on tonight. God, I'm asking that you continue, Lord God, to touch every marriage now and to come. Continue to, Lord God, touch our children on today, Father God. Continue, Lord God, to touch the body of Christ and touch our spiritual leaders on today, Father. Oh, God, I'm asking you to continue to see about your children on tonight, God, because you know everything that we have need of, Lord God. And want to say thank you, Lord God, for meeting every one of our needs and supplying all of our needs, Lord. We bless you on today. We bless you, God. You always know exactly what we need and even when we need it, Lord God. So, God, I'm asking tonight, Lord God, that nobody will leave the same way that they came, God. And that they will get exactly what they need. That we have an open and willing heart, Lord God, to get it and receive it, God, because you won't force us to get it. But you do, Father God, make it available to each and every one of us because you have no respect for persons. And we thank you for that on tonight, God. Oh, God, we love you and we appreciate you so much. We give you all the glory, God, and all the praise, God, and all the honor. And we pray and ask these things, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.